Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and we're going to help you to have a great gardening season. You know, as the weather becomes cooler, it's the time for the insects to begin to think, you know, it's kind of cold out here. Maybe I should move to someplace where it's a little bit warmer. So I thought we'd ask Ken to join us this morning and give us some ideas on how you can prepare your home to keep the bugs out for the winter months, and talk about a few other things. So joining us this morning is Ken Kukurowski from the Bayer Advance Company. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, Paul, and good morning to all your radio listeners.
Ken and I were both at a trade show for the last week. Got another one coming up next week. And so we've been on our feet for a few days here, so we're both a little bit on the tired side today.
Yes, I know. Unfortunately, right now I'm sitting down.
That's a good thing. Okay, Ken. So, we've got the day off. It's a nice sunny day. We're going to work around the yard, and we want to prepare the yard and the house for the bugs. We don't want them coming into the house. What would you recommend to do, and how do we build a barrier to keep them out also?
Good. Well, this is something that we have to do every fall about this time, because even though insects are prepared to overwinter by themselves in the ground or in their overwintering spots, like you mentioned a moment ago, they prefer to come into someplace warmer. And our houses offer these heat sinks that exist out in nature in from their perspective. And they don't have a chance to jump on a car and head to Florida for the winter. So they're pretty much, you know, looking at our warm houses. There's a number of things that we can do that don't involve pesticides first. And those are the things that we should do first on preparing our houses to keep pests out. And this helps us for the rest of the year as well. And one thing is to just walk around your house and look at the foundation wall and look at where the siding comes down to the foundation and make sure that there are no cracks or holes in the foundation, because insects can sense the heat that comes out of these holes and use those as an entry port into your foundation, into your basement, or into your crawl space. And so keeping those cracks plugged with caulk is probably the first thing that you can do. You have to be careful to make sure that you don't block masonry vents. So if you have these in your masonry, in your brick, if you've got these regular holes that are the width of the brick that appear regularly around the property, those are supposed to be there. There's supposed to be some breathing that occurs there, but there's not supposed to be cracks. So caulking cracks is very, very important. Second thing you can do is trim all the shrubs away from the building so that nothing is brushing against the building. When we lay down a perimeter barrier of pesticide, we want the insects to have to walk across that barrier, and we don't want them to walk up a shrub and circumvent the barrier. So trimming the shrubs and trees away from the house is a very good thing to do. Any drainage that you have on your house should drain away from the house. So if you don't have it set up so that your gutters are draining away, or water that from rain puddles near the foundation, you've got to fix that so that the water drains away from your house, because that's an area that will attract pests as well. While I've been lured into thinking that mulching my whole property is a good thing, it looks aesthetically pleasing to me, don't mulch up against your house. That gives insects a harborage area to live, and you don't want them living next to your house. You want them living out in the yard. So mulching ornamentals and mulching flower beds is good, but not up against the house. If you like to have that look, put in rocks. That's a better situation. And then, when all of that is done, it's a good idea, especially now, to make a perimeter treatment around the outside perimeter of your house with a product like Complete. I've talked about Complete before. And Complete is the thing that you can use in your yard, in your lawn for controlling grubs and a lot of surface pests. It's also a product that you can use around the perimeter of your property to take care of ants, to take care of wood roaches, to take care of millipedes, to take care of centipedes, to take care of those kind of nuisance pests that would come into your house. And you spray 1 or 2 feet up the foundation and at least 2 feet out away from the foundation, and you'll put this barrier down that will kill the insects there and prevent ones from coming in as they're seeking the heat that your house is giving off. If you have a situation also where you have lines, well, everybody has lines on their house, you know, where two walls come together, an architectural line, I'll call it. Ants especially like to track on architectural lines. And it's not a bad idea to just spray a little bit right in that architectural line. You don't have to spray the whole side of the house, but just that architectural line, and any of the ants that would be crawling would be taken care of. This is also a spray that would take care of ladybugs or stink bugs. If you had box elder bugs, the same thing. I usually also spray the threshold of doorways and the windowsills, because those are also areas that insects can get in. Making sure the screens on your windows are nice and tight is another prevention that you can do that is non-pesticidal to make sure that you tighten up your house. But if you follow these kinds of guidelines, Paul, you're going to take care of 90-95% of any of the potential problems that you would have coming in from the outdoors.
Yeah, and with the, this morning when I got up, it was 40 degrees here in Kennebunk. So I know that the insects are now starting to say, hey, it's getting cold. I got to find a place to live. So, you know, basement windows, start closing those. Make sure that your bulkhead is closed at night. And then if you can use a perimeter spray. Now, what type of a perimeter spray? You talked about the Bayer Complete Insect Soil and Turf. But is there something that you can use, like, inside the house that you could put on top of your cement foundation that would help to control them if they do get in?
That's a good point, because the Bayer Complete Insect Killer for soil and turf is something that you would spray outdoors. And, you know, a hose, you don't bring your hose and sprayer indoors, obviously, or you don't use the product indoors. But indoors, If you did have pests that got indoors, or if you wanted to also spray around the outside, spray around the windows on the inside, or spray the baseboard, we make a product called Home Pest Plus Germ Killer, which is a pest control product, plus it controls germs that the insects might bring in as well. We have found from doing surveys that women understand this concept a whole lot better than men do, but regardless, it still does control the pests. And so that if you use Complete on the outside of your house and home pest on the inside of your house, you have the place buttoned down very, very well.
And then that should take care of everything from coming inside the house and keeping us insect-free.
Correct.
Okay. Now, we are bringing things into the house. Some of the potted plants. What would you recommend that we do to those plants before we bring them into the house, Ken?
Paul, I think the single biggest thing that we can do before we bring anything into the house is to inspect it. I have pots on the deck right now that I know that my wife wants to bring into the house because these are perennials that we've had for a few years and we want to bring them in and out over the next few years. And the biggest thing that I can do is inspect those plants to make sure that I'm not bringing aphids or mealybugs or mites or possibly any, surface insect pests in the house. So inspection is the most important thing, because that's also going to tell you what you should use in the way of a control measure. The next thing that you do... Oh, okay. Oh.
We're coming on to a break, Ken. When we come back, we'll talk about that and also a little bit on fleas and ticks.
Now that you've planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of Deer Scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's Deer Scram. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. Now that the gardens are planted, let's feed them with the new Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer from Fertiloam. This 9-59-8 plant food will make your garden explode. Flowers and vegetables will grow like you've never seen it before. That's Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer. This year, let's kill those problem weeds and save some money. Say goodbye to poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and hundreds more with Fertiloam Kills All. Half the price of Roundup, twice as strong, because it's generic. Kills All. Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties, including the disaffected and disillusioned among the Republicans and Democrats. Today there's a handful of people in Washington ruining America for 330 million of us. They've kept our nation in a state of perpetual war and increasing unsustainable debt. This small group has presided over the elimination of our Bill of Rights and the systematic dismantling of our freedoms guaranteed us under our Constitution. We the people will never agree on the small things, but let's agree on the big thing. Our leaders have blown it. America is better and brighter than this. Be libertarian with me this one time, and I'll prove it to you. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. We're talking with Ken Kucharowski about preparing the house for the invasion of insects that are outside coming into the home for the winter months. And we were talking a little bit about preparing the plants, and Ken suggested that we check them over first to make sure that there's no insects on them. And just about ready, what should we put on the plant if we do find insects, Ken?
Well, it depends on what the insects are that you have. If you have sucking pests or leaf-feeding pests, you can spray them with Bayer Advanced Dual Action Rose and Flower Insect Killer. This is something that we've had since day one of Bayer Advanced. It's a product that you can spray outside or inside the house. And it will take care of aphids and mealybugs and those kind of pests that you might be bringing indoors. If you find yourself having disease or mites, and it's not the right time for mites, but you never know, you could have them. But if you did have that, then you could use our 3-in-1 insect disease and mite control or our Natria insect disease and mite control. And that, in that situation, you would spray it outside on the deck, let it dry, and then bring in the clean plants as you bring them into the house. And as I spray the plants down, I also spray the ground as well, you know, the area around the base. And I also inspect that also to make sure that I don't have any. When I say inspect, I turn it up a little bit to make sure that I don't have any wood roaches or centipedes or millipedes there as well. And I can pick them away before bringing them into the house. And this gives me better than 98% control of all the problem pests that I might bring indoors that, you know, if I don't do that, my wife thinks I'm harassing her, but I'm not really doing that. Another thing that we all have to do is to be patient with these plants as we bring them indoors, and especially next spring when we put them outdoors again, because we're taking them from one environment into another environment, and if we expected them to, you know, bloom vigorously as we brought them indoors or bring them outdoors next spring, we have to give them a little time to adjust to their new environment. One other thing that you can consider doing is that we have a fertilizer and insect control spike that you can use to put in the ground, in the soil around the base of the plant, that will systemically control the pest and also offer a little bit of fertilizer. So we really do have a lot of different options depending on what you want to do and how you'd like to do it.
Perfect. Now, we're still, because the weather has been warm and we had a really early spring, still getting a lot of fleas and ticks in the yard. What would you suggest that we do, especially people that have pets? I know I have dogs, and my dogs are still bringing in fleas. We do use the Bayer products that we put on their back, and that works really well. But what should we do outside to control the fleas?
Well, Paul, fleas and ticks are still problems. And in the case of fleas, as long as we have pets that roam outside, they will have fleas. And they pick them up and they bring them inside we don't know where they pick them all up, but they do bring them inside. That causes a problem for us. What we have to understand about fleas is the adult flea lives on the animal, has a blood meal. The eggs and the larvae that are dropped off of the female don't stay on the animal, but fall onto the ground, the carpeting, or the ground out in the area where the pet sleeps or spends most of his time, and that's where the larvae live and grow. And then when they become adults, they seek out a warm host, like another pet that comes by to hop onto and hitch a ride to it's where it's going to live for its life cycle. So as long as we have these pets and these wild animals, skunks and raccoons and squirrels that also could have these fleas that roam around our yard, we're going to have these. So doing the on-pet treatment is still a very good way of taking care of fleas. Spraying your yard with complete insect control, and I've said this before, is probably the next best thing you can do to eliminate these larvae that are developing in the soil in the area where the pet may be sleeping during the day.
Wonderful. Ken, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We'll talk again.
Is your lawn a yearly disappointment no matter what you do? Maybe all you need is a little magic. Jonathan Green, Magic House Soluble Calcium Fertilizer. What your lawn needs is nourishment so it can fight off the conditions that create bare spots and allow weeds to thrive. Jonathan Green MagiCal releases trapped nutrients and balances your soil's pH levels. What does that mean exactly? In unbalanced acidic soils, weeds persist, but in neutral, balanced soils, lawn grasses flourish. MagiCal also contains humates, which stimulate beneficial microbes in the soil to nourish your grass, creating a healthy and productive growing environment. And just one bag of MagiCal is the equivalent of up to 10 bags of regular lime at half the cost of lime. If you've tried everything else and failed, address the root of the problem with Jonathan Green MagiCal. The new American lawn by Jonathan Green. Eco-friendly, carefree, for the best lawn in town. Available at your local hardware store or garden center.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel Milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com. and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk. 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is 855-660-4261, and if we can help you, give us a call right now, and we'll work together. Now, other things that we need to do around the house to prepare for the winter. If you have firewood, check it before you bring it in. And if you have loose bark on your firewood, pull it apart because there's probably something that's hiding in between the bark and the actual wood. If the wood is firm and it's really attached to it, don't worry about it. But if it's loose, pull it off, bounce it on the ground to remove any of the insects that could be waiting there before you do bring them into the house. Now, your poison ivy, poison oak, your days of killing it are coming down to the last week, maybe two. If it changes color, if it goes from green to yellow, you can spray it all you want. It won't do any good. It has to be green to kill the poison ivy, poison oak. But if you have Japanese bamboo, and if you have it, you know it, because this plant will grow up to be about 6 feet tall, and right now it's covered with flowers. This is the only time of the year, and I stress that, the only time of the year that you can kill Japanese bamboo. When it's in blossom and it's full of white flowers right now, if you take the extended control Roundup, kills all, and you apply it to the plant, wait a week, do it again, it's able to move down the foliage, down into the stem, to the root system and kill the plant. And by doing it during the month of September, you will have a minimum of 50% kill, as high as 75% or more. Okay? So, kills all, clean up, or the extended control Roundup. Do it when there's no rain in the forecast, but try and get it on there right now. Repeat it a week later, and believe me, next year, this bamboo will be less of a problem. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who's up first this hour?
Next up, we've got Mary from New Hampshire with a question about her lawn.
Mary, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you, Paul. I love your show.
Thank you.
I have a question. Is it too late to put crabgrass killer on my lawn?
Yes.
It is.
It is too late. Now, let me tell you one thing that could help you tremendously. Right now, if you look at your lawn and you're beginning to see that the grass has a red tinge on it, that is crabgrass, and it's turning red. And in the process of the foliage turning red, it's making a seed head. And each crabgrass plant can make 500 to 1,000 seeds per plant. So the one thing I want you to do, allow the grass to grow a little bit taller than you normally would. And that's what I've done. I haven't mowed the grass in about 2 weeks. And the reason is, when I mow it today or tomorrow, I'm going to put the bag on my lawnmower. And as I cut the grass, the clippings will go into the bag, and that means all of the seed heads will be picked up. Now, do not put that in your compost pile, because if you do, you're going to fill your compost pile full of seeds for crabgrass. And if your compost pile doesn't get hot enough for a long enough period, you're going to put that in your garden and you are going to have a mess. So at this time of the year only, I recommend that if you've got crabgrass, bag it. Put it in the trash, throw it in the woods, use it as fill, but get it out of your garden, get it off of your lawn, and that will help a great deal to have less of a problem. Now, there is a product that you can put down now that will kill the seed that has fallen, and that's corn gluten. And right now, the corn gluten is fairly cheap. Go to your local garden center and buy it. And if you're able to buy enough for next year, do that too. The reason is, we have had a drought across the whole country. And the corn gluten for next spring is going to go from $25 a bag to about $45 a bag. And that's caused by the drought. Now, while I was at the trade show last week and the one we're going to next week, there is a company from Canada that I talk about. They make the nematodes that kill Japanese beetle grubs that you put down during the summer. They are coming out with a liquid corn gluten. And the liquid product is going to retail for around $25 to $30 a container, which is going to be half price compared to what you're going to be paying next spring. So, if you have dandelions, chickweed, clover, crabgrass, and those plants are dropping seeds, if you put down corn gluten now, it will act as a fertilizer and it will kill the seedlings and it will kill the seed. So if you've got a lot of crabgrass, put the corn gluten down. If you have a lawnmower and it doesn't have a bag and you have a neighbor that does, walk across the street or next door and say, would it be possible that I could borrow your lawnmower because I have a lot of crabgrass and I'd like to be able to vacuum the lawn as I mow to collect the seed so that there's less on your soil for next year. But the most effective is in the spring as a pre-emergence, and organically corn gluten. And then there's the chemical version. Now, once it begins to germinate, Bayer and Bonide both have a product that will kill it while it's young. But at this time of the year, it's fully mature, it's making seed, and no matter what you use, you will not kill it. So, bag it with your lawnmower, get it out of your lawn, and it will eliminate probably 90% of the problems that you could have next year. And then put down the corn gluten to kill any seed that you missed, or a general purpose fertilizer, and concentrate on it in the spring. But I'll tell you, if you can put down a fertilizer in the fall and make your lawn thick and full and green, it will be able to grow so thick that it will prevent sunlight from penetrating the ground and germinating the crabgrass seed. Okay, so fall is the time of the year, a very important time for thickening, for planting, and from controlling weeds. So, you know, it's not just grass, take care of it, and it will pay you back next year 10 times more than what it did during the rest of the year. So keep it healthy during the winter. Get it off to a good start, and you'll have a lot less problems. Great question, Mary. Thank you. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Leslie from Massachusetts with a question about tomatoes.
Leslie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I know it's a little late in the season to be asking about tomatoes, but I had a twofold problem this year. I had planted some heirloom tomatoes, and they did get that disease that, you know, with the leaves are black on the bottom. So
right.
I did use the Serenade. But in addition to that, the tomatoes, when they started to ripen, they would get a split going horizontally around the tomato. In addition to that, now they have like almost like a wormhole in each of the tomatoes. And so, of course, they're not edible. because if it is a worm, it's gone right into the core of the tomato. So I'm okay. wondering if you could help me with that.
Sure. When you get cracking of the skin of your tomato, it's a sign that we've had a very dry summer. And if you don't water on a regular basis, what happens is the plant is growing a root system, and the roots are looking for moisture. And they're trying to pull as much out of the ground to keep the plant growing as possible. Then all of a sudden, we get a real good soaking rain. And that root system that's sucking the moisture out of the ground into the plant, now the soil is all wet. And it's still pulling the moisture as hard as it can. And now too much moisture comes into the plant, into the tomato. The tomato quickly begins to expand and it cracks. So if you can water more evenly. Now what I found at the time of planting, mix in some soil moist granules. If you do that, the cracking will just about go away. And for the worms, Garden 8.
The Rescue College of Insectology is proud to present this first in a series of news conferences addressing important questions about insect behavior. And now, the world's leading bugologist, Professor Robert B. Boggs.
We're starting to hear a lot of concern about wasps, hornets, and yellow jackets this season.
Why? Yeah, you and the red tie.
Shouldn't we be concerned about finding wasp, hornet, and yellow jacket nests?
Once again, why?
Why do you keep answering why?
Rescue's Why Trap for wasps, hornets, and yellow jackets catches 5 species of paper wasps, bald-faced hornets, and European hornets, and 12 species of yellow jackets. Y's 3 attractants lure the insects into the trap where they drown or dehydrate. And the Y trap can be used from early spring when the queens emerge all throughout the summer and fall to capture foraging workers.
But what about beneficial species like honeybees?
They are not affected.
Why?
Why? No, what? No more questions.
For complete information on the Y trap and a list of stores carrying the product, visit www.ytrap.com.
The answer is why.
When it comes to lawn care, most people think that fall is shut it down, close it up, and pack it in season. But actually, the opposite is true. Hi, I'm Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. The fact is, just about anything you do for your lawn right now will do more good than at any other time of the year. Fall is the best time to feed and the best time to seed. That's because fall is when conditions are perfect for root growth, the foundation your lawn needs for the entire year. Feed your lawn now with Scott's WinterGuard fertilizer, and you'll strengthen your lawn from the roots up. Seed your lawn now with Scott's Pure Premium Grass Seed, and you'll give the new grass its very best chance at establishing healthy roots. So, put down Scott's WinterGuard and Scott's Pure Premium Grass Seed this weekend. You'll be glad you did all next year. Find out more at Scotts.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. We were talking with Leslie about her tomatoes, and you know, even though the top of the tomato has cracked, just take a knife and cut that portion off. The rest of the tomato is still good. And if you do get any worms that are attacking, the Garden 8 is probably the safest of most of the products available today. It's a good general purpose product for the vegetable garden. Will take care of the Colorado potato beetles. Will take care of aphids. So, and it's very, very safe to use. Now, in the last week, I have noticed that at my house, around the windows and coming in the house, the arrival of the stink bug. And I'll be doing a story in the newsletter this Thursday about the stink bug. And you, once you have killed one of these, you know why they call it a stink bug. Well, they're around windows. They tend to be on the sunny side of the house, so the south or the southwest at the end of the day. And Bonide has a product called Beetle Killer, and it comes with a built-in sprayer. And if you spray around your windows, around the door, and on the side of the house where they tend to be, as they walk on the house to try and get in through vents and louvers, it will take care of it. And also coming up in the next couple of weeks is a bug that drives me and my wife crazy. It looks like a ladybug. Same shape, same color. But it's not a ladybug. It's called an oriental ladybug. And it's not a beneficial insect. And it will be, again, where there's heat. And it comes into the cracks in your window. So if your screen is up, it comes in. And you'll find them where the wall meets the ceiling. You'll find them in lighting outlets. And again, if you take this bone-eyed beetle killer, and all your garden centers have it, it comes with a built-in sprayer, and spray the side of your house, spray around the windows, and it will prevent them from coming in, because once they walk on it, goodbye. And that's a lot better than having them come in. Now, the other thing, we ran out of time with Ken. If you have cats and dogs, and you do have fleas, I did a story in this week's newsletter about fleas and ticks. And you can have 90% control with something that you all have. The flea will lay the egg on the dog or on the cat. The egg is round, so it's going to roll off the dog or the cat. And if the cat lays on your carpet, the egg will be in the carpet. And when you're sitting on the couch, your ankles get itchy. And you scratch, okay? All you need to do is get in the habit of vacuuming the carpet and your couch on a weekly basis. If you do that, you will suck up all the eggs, all the young. Then take that bag from the vacuum and throw it out in the trash. Get it out of the house. Because one flea can lay 3,000 eggs in 1 year. Okay? So treat your pet. And if you're finding that you're scratching, they're in your carpet, get the vacuum cleaner out. Vacuum thoroughly. Vacuum the rug. And then take the dog's bedding, wash it. The problem will disappear.
September is National Preparedness Month, or as we like to call it, Preptember. So cash in on Preptember savings at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 21% on freeze-dried mozzarella cheese. Save 25% on 5 of Mountain House's most popular freeze-dried meals. Save 30% and learn how to make bread from scratch with the Wheat Cooking Starter Kit. Save 36% on the new LRP Entree Combo. And save a whopping 46% when you buy 10 or more packages of MRE Peanut Butter. All at BePrepared.com. Plus, new for Preptember, freeze-dried yogurt bites in 5 delicious flavors. And Provident Pantry non-fat dry milk is specially priced this month. As always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group specials during the Preptember sale, now through September 30th. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.